fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 25th of March. The purpose tip today is to buy ammunition. We'll expand on that later in the show. Buy ammunition. It's not going to get any cheaper. If kept in a cool, dry place, it should last for decades. And this is Farmers Monday with my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of the highest quality training that you can get. That would be Freedom Center USA down in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. High quality, world-class training with rifles and pistols and first aid in Lebanon, Missouri. And he will answer the telephone beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to have a custom rifle built, sign up for a class. You can do that by calling 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam. You're on mute, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Sam, I want to begin our conversation with the following. Many men, and maybe some women also, think they can do a simple gunsmithing process like install a scope on a rifle at their kitchen table without having the proper tools to torque these screws at the proper torque. They're making a big mistake when they do that, aren't they, sir?
You certainly could. It's a discipline that needs to be taught how to properly mount a scope. We use tools both outside the shop and inside the shop at the same time, simultaneously. So, you know, they sell these bubble levels for putting scopes on, that type of thing. That stuff doesn't work. We have a digital angle finder that goes to 1/100 of a degree. We use other tools that allow us to line the scope up in a way that allows you to use the modern reticle as accurately as possible. And then as far as the fasteners go, you have to have the right torque, the right stretch on the fastener, otherwise it will vibrate loose quickly. And you need to check the torque on your fasteners, on your scope mount on a regular basis right before you shoot. It's a very important discipline that a lot of people think once they tighten the scope down, they're done.
Right.
And that's not true. Those things, just like the guard screws on your action, they need to be checked on a regular basis.
Now, we have most likely several hundred men and possibly some women who've mounted their own rifle scope on their rifle listening to us. You know, what would you recommend to those men and women who've done that on their own without the proper knowledge or tools, sir?
Well, I'd recommend you take it to a very competent gunsmith that is specializes in weapons that shoot at long range. Because, you know, anyone can tighten the scope rings on a rifle and put a scope on and tighten it up. But the modern techniques for shooting with rifle scopes require that the scope be aligned in a certain way and that the torque on the fasteners be in a very narrow range. And, you know, you can also do things like you can bed the base and preload the erector tube spring on the scope. There's a whole bunch of things that go in to giving a scope a lot of integrity, you know, as far as the accuracy goes from, say, 400 to 2,000 yards, depending on what type of weapon you're shooting and what type of ammunition.
Well, rifle scope manufacturers are very good at giving the appearance of duplicating a high-quality, high-end rifle scope to the those who are unaware of what is necessary to have an actual high-quality rifle scope, aren't they?
Yeah, I've had a number of guys with some $3,000 to $5,000 scopes at the range, you know, bragging about how beautiful the lenses are and how pretty a picture you can see through the scope. And what they're talking about there is resolution and color adjustment. And so if you build a scope with these low, extra low dispersion lenses and you have really high quality coatings and that sort of thing, you can get this beautiful picture with nice color adjustment, very little aberration on the edges of the picture, and still not be able to hit anything at long range because the erector tube assembly is flawed or because the parallax minimization function is flawed. There's a lot more to a scope, particularly for long range shooting, than just a pretty picture. And a lot of those guys, when they bring these $4,000, $5,000 scopes out, and I look through them, and I go to minimize parallax with the parallax minimization knob, and I minimize parallax in the vertical axis, and there's still a bunch of parallax in the horizontal axis, I ask them, how much did you pay for this scope?
Right.
And they get very angry with me, and I said, well, here, you minimize parallax on both axes as good as you can. And let's compare that to this Night Force. Now, Night Force may not have the prettiest picture through the lens or the finest color adjustment coatings, but you know what? You can minimize parallax in both directions at the same time, at the same distance, which is incredibly important. And you've got a band spring rather than a coil spring controlling the erector tube, so you have 5 to 8 times as much force on the erector tube assembly with a Night Force scope. And I'm a big fan of Night Force. You know, it used to be you go to a 50 cal match and you saw a bunch of Leopolds.
Right.
By 11 o'clock, an hour before lunch, half the people there were changing scopes because their scopes broke.
Right.
Now, you go to a 1,000-yard 50 BMG competition and you see almost all Night Forces on the rifles, and there's a reason for that. Their erector tube assembly and their very stout spring design handles the recoil better, gives you a more accurate rifle, and also gives you a more durable scope.
Well, in addition, you designed the reticle in one of the Night Force scopes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, years ago, 1994, I sent a design. I was getting ready for an expedition with General Chuck Yeager and Victor Belenko and to go around the world. And I wanted a scope that would match a certain trajectory, a reticle, but I also wanted it to have equal distant marks so you could use the reticle to range quickly with. And those were my two main requirements in designing this reticle. So I had an engine, a race engine building shop at the time, and I stayed after work every night for a month crunching numbers. And I finally came up with what was modified by Jeff Huber and then called the R2 reticle. I sent Jeff Huber a reticle on 2-minute spacing on the main hash marks with 1-minute tick marks. And he took out the 1-minute tick marks, called it the R2 reticle, and then it became the most popular selling reticle for Night Force for over 30 years. It outsold all their other reticles combined for almost 30 years. And then people started complaining they wanted more resolution on their hold points, so they put the tick marks back in, which was much closer to my original design and almost an exact copy, and they called it the MOAR reticle, and that MOAR reticle is still for sale by Night Force, and it's, of course, my preferred reticle.
Absolutely. Well, 1994 is the year you and I met. At the time, the only thing I knew about your bio was that you were building these race car engines, and your mother told me that you were a mercenary. So,
my mother would have no knowledge.
I can give you an exact quote. John, you need to meet my son, Sam. He's a mercenary. And I said, okay.
No. I did not say that. It's funny that I'm just now hearing this story. My mother had absolutely no knowledge of my work overseas or anywhere else. And she never had any knowledge. She's passed away last October 5th. But I never discussed any work that I did overseas with my parents or anyone in my family for obvious reasons. Obviously. You know, you sign these federal non-disclosures when you go and work for the federal government. You get read in and you sign a document, and you get read out and you sign another document reminding you of the felony penalties under law if you discuss anything of any significance with anyone. So I don't know where she got that. That's really funny.
Well, your mother was a very bright woman, and she had her own sources of intelligence. And I'm sure you didn't know what they all were.
Well, you know, there was a car dealer that worked for Central Intelligence that wound up owning a car dealer. He either worked for Central Intelligence or he had an employee that worked for Central Intelligence. It was at a Jaguar dealership. And my mom bought a couple of Jags over the years, and so I wonder if that was her source.
Well, I guess we'll just have to continue wondering. Moving on from there, you pay attention to the geopolitical things, both nationally and internationally. It looks like France, Germany, and Poland have already sent uniformed troops from their own countries to Ukraine. It sounds like we're at the edge of World War III. What do you think, sir?
Well, people are getting drawn in, and that's how it starts. You know, I think that it's sad that we allowed Ukraine to do the level of human trafficking that they got away with. And I think it's even worse that we put over 20 biological weapon labs in Ukraine right off the border of Russia. The folly and stupidity of that is hard to even imagine. I suspect that this country will be in an election fraud-induced civil war before we go toe-to-toe with Ukraine, Russia, China, you know, and all of the ilk that's out there. Basically, the top BRICS members that want to see the United States destroyed. So, unfortunately, the international bankers want to see the same. So, you know, the IMF and the Federal Reserve guys.
Right.
Everybody's trying to weaken the United States because a strong United States doesn't allow them to execute their greedy agenda. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing attacks from a number of different elements around the world on the logistical capability, the economic prowess, and everything else in the United States. So.
Is it somewhat delusional to think that the fun things that they like to do, the elite, will continue unabated, that they can go to the French Riviera, for example, or Monte Carlo, our vacation in Hawaii, with all these other events taking place around the world that they want to happen?
Well, it's an interesting, naive way of looking at things, but you know, the elites that push these wars are not necessarily the same elites that get their mansions taken, their yachts sunk or burned. You know, it's an interesting thing because there's a lot of people that think they're part of the protected class when this stuff goes on, and they find out unwittingly that they weren't. And sometimes it's the protected class that attacks them. Sometimes it's the people that's battling the protected class that attacks them and their assets. So it's very naive to believe that you're untouchable in this environment, no matter who you are.
Agreed. Well, the film that Barack Obama helped produce, titled Civil War, is released April the 14th, I believe it is. April 12th. Yeah, April 12th. April 12th. It's looked at as a precursor to what could happen in the future, isn't it, sir?
Well, I think some people, I think it's more like a push-pull than it is good profit work. You know, I think they're trying to plant a lot of ideas in people's heads. They're trying to create more fear. They're trying to get people to imagine things that aren't necessarily so. To me, it's propaganda.
And Roger that.
I think Americans need to be very careful about taking the bait. We do not need to be shooting at each other.
No, not at all.
This is the thing. Americans, we do not need to be expending our ammo and our ability to defend this country by shooting at each other. That's serious, because there's people waiting on the perimeter, on the outside, that will then be able to walk in here and take over. So to me, it's very important that we avoid a civil war and that we avoid conflict and that we go after the elites that are trying to destroy this country and we destroy them.
Absolutely.
Not point our guns at each other and shoot our neighbors.
Oh, quick heads up for all listeners. Sam has to scoot out the door and right at an hour. So if you got a question or comment for Sam, we have about an hour to take that at 512-248-8252.
I tore some things in my right leg that need surgery. So,
oh no.
So I'm off to the hospital for a few hours this morning, and I apologize, but that's the only appointment they would give me.
Well, we'll take what we can get, and we got just under an hour to get what information we can from you, sir.
Yeah, I waited 2 weeks. You know, this is another thing I want to talk to people about. We have three major health systems here. We have Lake Regional, we have Mercy, and we have Cox Health. And I injured my leg sprinting, tore some tendons, and that need to be surgically repaired. And Mercy told me I had to wait a month for an MRI.
Really?
Can you imagine that in America? You can't get an MRI for a month?
I can't imagine them being that busy, really.
It just seems absurd. And of course, I found my buddy's doctor who did his knee operation was like, hey, you got a problem, come in here. Let me get an x-ray. Let me get the ball rolling. And he got me an MRI in 12 days, which beats the living daylights out of a month. But still, 12 days for an MRI in the United States of America? I felt like I was in Canada for a minute.
Right. Well, Canada would be 6 months or more. So,
the logistical capabilities of this country have been damaged in ways we don't even understand.
Absolutely. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-825. We'll be right back.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, you need an energy cleaner. Arthritis pain, joint pain getting down, same thing. You need an energy cleaner. Details at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles, pistols, and first aid in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website where there's an excellent video to teach you how to properly clean your rifle. If you haven't seen this video or had the training, you really don't. The website is freedomtraining.net. I say again, freedomtraining.net. And Sam, let's continue, sir. Well, we got a caller here. You ready for a caller?
Sure.
Okay, we got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
good morning, gentlemen. Sam, you mentioned tendons, and this wouldn't be applicable since you're going in for surgery today. But for ligaments and tendons that aren't completely torn, you know, severed or something, there's a procedure called prolotherapy. And it's mostly done by osteopaths, but there's others, medical doctors and chiropractors and naturopaths. Some of them have taken the training too. But it's a outpatient procedure that actually helps your body rebuild ligament and tendon tissue. And it's really something for people to look into because it's not covered by insurance, but it's not that expensive.
Does it use stem cells, or how does it work?
Well, they do have a procedure now that they use stem cells, but actually what it does is it irritates, they inject what they call a proliferating solution into the injured ligament or tendon, and it makes them, it irritates it so much that your body brings a lot of fibroblasts to the area to repair the tissue. But it's been around. It started being developed in the 1920s. And it can really save you surgery. And
yeah, my buddy who had a shoulder injury did that, and he said it seemed to work fairly well. I'm familiar with the procedure. Unfortunately, my tendons, they snap. They're completely severed. So
yeah,
I've got to have some other things done. But yeah, I appreciate you mentioning it. A lot of people don't even know about that particular option.
Yeah, okay. That's all I had.
Thank you, Sharon.
Good luck
with today. The call.
Bye.
Thank you very much. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Well, John, I don't know if you heard about Brian Malinowski.
No, tell us about him.
Okay. Brian Malinowski was the executive director of the airport in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Oh, that fellow. Yes, yes, yes. Tell him about him. What gives
okay.
an update? Yeah.
And he was a fantastic employee, according to the CEO of the airport. This is a direct quote. Brian was a 16-year employee of our airport. Under his leadership, our airport has experienced significant growth and success, expanding services and offerings to our community and state. We extend our heartfelt condolences to Brian's wife, Mayor, his loved ones, and his friends. The ATF murdered this dude. Okay, they went in on a raid at 6 o'clock in the morning, 6 a.m. They no-knocked his house. Now, what is any normal American going to do when someone shows up in black outfits with guns and tries to break into their house?
Defend the family, of course.
They're going to defend their home and their family, okay, with a gun. And that's exactly what Brian did. And the interesting thing is that the ATF's now hiding the affidavit they used to apply for the warrant. They've redacted about 90% of it. And their claim is he bought 150 guns from May 21st to February 24th. This is what they're claiming. Okay. Well, every gun he purchased was a legal purchase. Okay, and they're also claiming that some of those guns he resold at a gun show, and they were found to be linked to a crime. Okay, not a crime that Brian committed. And see, a lot of people, these arbitrary rules that violate our Second Amendment. So the ATF basically says, if you buy a gun, you have to sign saying, I'm buying the gun for me. If you're not buying it for yourself, it's considered an illegal straw purchase. Okay? So how long do you have to hold on to the gun before you resell it? Right? That's the question. And the answer is a year. That's the if you ask an ATF agent, okay, buy a gun for myself, how long do I have to hold on to it before I can sell it to a friend or sell it to somebody else? And the answer is basically a year. If you buy a bunch of guns and you're not a gun dealer and you sell them in less than a year, the ATF's going to assume that you're making straw purchases, that you're not really buying a gun for yourself. And we'll do talk about more of this after
this
break.
Deserves a lot of detail.
True. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. It will educate you, inform you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. Get caught up at speed on the worst crime in human history. That would be the consequence of the COVID vaccination clot shot at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Anders, proprietor of Freedom Training USA. The website is freedomtraining.net. Sam, I want to lay a little foundation here before we go farther into what happened with Brian. First of all, Brian was a white-collar executive with no history of criminal behavior or violence at all. And this foundation goes to the topic of John Gotti being arrested in December 1990, who was personally responsible for murder and other high crimes. When the FBI arrested him, they arrested him at the Revenant Social Club, a restaurant in Italy, Little Italy in New York City, with three of his buddies at 7 p.m. The FBI came in wearing coats and ties. Mr. Gotti, we're placing you under arrest. You need to come with us, sir. No raid of Mr. Gotti's home at 6 a.m. with men dressed up like Teenage Ninja Turtles, carrying automatic weapons. So what's going on where a man who is a violent, lifelong criminal like John Gotti is treated with politeness and courtesy at 7 p.m. at a restaurant, where a white-collar executive who committed no violent crime, possibly some violations of rules and procedures that are hard to understand, gets raided by men dressed up like they're going on patrol in Iraq. What's going on here, Sam?
That's a very valid question. And so people don't confuse what I'm saying. Okay, now, if Malinowski knowingly sold weapons to criminals, he's guilty of a crime. That crime is not punishable by death, okay, but he's still guilty of a crime. If he didn't know, or if he sold a gun to someone who then resold it and then committed a crime, we have a whole nother issue. Because Malinowski's not guilty of anything. Look, you have the right to buy guns. You have the right to sell guns. The federal government draws a box around that and violates your Second Amendment rights. But that's not what I have a problem with. I don't have a problem with police officers shutting criminals down. What I have a problem with is murdering a productive member of society when they haven't committed a crime that would keep them in jail for more than 2 years.
I need to interrupt you, Sam. Dynamic entry traditionally was used for one or two reasons. The criminal was going to destroy the evidence,
right?
Or the criminal was so violent and so dangerous, they had no alternative but to a dynamic entry.
Yeah, this is what I have a problem with. Why didn't an ATF agent or two go to Malinowski's office and say, look, we recovered X number of guns that you sold, serial numbers of guns you purchased legally and then sold were used in a crime. And we had agents purchase guns from you at a gun show, okay? And see, here's the thing. If he bought a gun in May of 2021, even under the ATF's own rules, he could have sold that gun in May of 2022. You know, and I don't agree with the rule. It doesn't take me an hour to work with a gun that I've bought to know if I want to keep it or not. So why the one-year rule? Well, it's to minimize straw purchases. It's to minimize me, a legal gun owner, from buying a gun and then selling it used to a criminal. Okay? There's some validity to what the ATF says they're trying to do. The problem that I have is not in keeping guns out of the hands of criminals. I don't think the ATF's authorized under the Constitution to do what they did, but that's a different argument. My problem is, why didn't they go arrest him in his office at 10 o'clock in the morning? Why did they kick his door in at 6 a.m. knowing that any normal man who's not committing crimes or doesn't think he's committing crimes is going to defend his home and his family with a firearm?
Exactly.
This is murder. And why is the affidavit, why is the affiant and the affidavit being so silent on this? I'll tell you why. Because this is dirty as all get out. Okay? This is not appropriate police work. I don't have a problem. I've never had a problem with the ATF in my shop. They treat me with respect. They come in and audit me on a regular basis. I don't have a problem with those guys. I have a problem with kicking a guy's door in, like John said, never committed a crime, never been even accused of any type of violent behavior, right?
Right.
And they think that this guy might be breaking the letter of the law because he likes to buy and sell guns.
He's a hobby, what we call a hobbyist. He's what we call a hobbyist.
He's a collector. Anybody that buys 150 guns in 3 years likes to collect guns. That's not illegal. If you buy the guns legally, that's not illegal. What they have a problem with is the selling of guns at gun shows. Okay? And so did he break the law? I don't know. But if he did, why are you redacting the warrant and the affidavit? Why don't you let the public read it? You kicked his door in at 6 a.m. You better have a good reason. And why didn't they go to his work and just arrest him so there was no violence?
Well, there's going to be and I would love to be part of the team that would do a civil suit against the ATF for those actions. There'll be a massive civil suit against the ATF, and most likely they'll win, don't you think?
Well, there's going to be a lawsuit on this. And in one of the news articles I read, it said the family sent out their thoughts and prayers to the government agent who was shot and to his loved ones. So not only did they murder a citizen that didn't deserve the death penalty, okay, they got one of their own agents hurt, right, who could have died. I mean, this is stupidity. These freaking no-knock warrants on people that aren't criminals at 6 a.m. Roger Stone come to mind with CNN reporters there, you know, and look at how they arrested John Gotti. I mean, look at the comparison. The contrast is stark and ongoing.
It is. It is. Well, Herbert Hoover was a lot of, Ed J. Edgar Hoover, excuse me, was a lot of things, but he knew how to treat people with respect, didn't he?
Well, I can tell you this. I worked on a case as an expert witness that is now over with. And all this stuff was sealed by the judge. And this was in St. Louis City. St. Louis City SWAT murdered this 19-year-old kid. They went in and shot over 120 rounds up in this kid's house. This kid lived with his grandfather who had no legs. Okay? And they accused this kid of being a gangbanger, and did he run with some rough kids? Yeah, he did. But let's be specific. The warrant that St. Louis City SWAT went in on said heroin and an illegal machine gun. That's what the warrant said.
Right.
So they go into this kid's house who's supposedly dealing heroin and has an illegal AK-47 machine gun. This is the warrant. This is what they went to the judge for and said, we want a no-knock warrant.
Right.
The judge said, no, I'm not giving you a no-knock warrant. You need to knock and announce. So what did they do? They took a camera that was on the porch of this home when they went to serve the warrant, where the cable hadn't been pulled and was just dangling. Obviously, the camera wasn't working. And they called a compromise and no-knocked the house anyway and went in and shot it up, shot this kid 25 times. Okay? This is what happened. Now, they go into the home. I'm going to write a book about this, too. I'm just telling you. It's almost finished. I'm just telling you. This stuff stinks to high heaven. And they go in and they shoot this kid up, and they shoot at his grandfather laying on the floor, this guy that has no legs, that was placed on the floor by his grandson who told him to get down. Someone's breaking in the home. They fired 4 shots 6 inches over this guy, just missed him. They wound up terminating in the closet of the grandfather's bedroom. But anyway, they shot this place, Swiss cheese this house, right? They claimed Isaiah shot back. Highly questionable. Anyway, they ignore the judge's order, refuse to give him a no-knock warrant. They no-knock the place anyway. They claim that they knocked and announced. Of course, there was a lady right across the street, 35 feet away from the front door or the sidewalk on the other side of the street with her iPhone videoing the whole thing. There was no knock and announce. They lied. These cops lied under oath. They lied in their depositions. They lied their butts off. Eventually, the case was dropped. They got to the attorney handling the case for the mom and shut him down. They threatened him, something like that, really? In my opinion. But anyway, I've never seen so many cops lie in sworn testimony in my entire life. They claim that this guy shot and bullets were whizzing past them, and they're all standing along the front wall of the home on the inside while they're being shot at. There's not a single bullet mark on the wall behind him. None of them got hit with a bullet. Yet he fired a barrage, a magazine from an AK-47, and they could feel the bullets flying past them, and they magically vaporized before they hit the wall 2 feet behind the officers
right,
we were
right,
in.
Right.
I mean, the whole thing was just disgusting, right? And once again, you have a situation where this kid's out and about. They could have arrested him in his car any time without violence, pulled him over, let him think he was getting a ticket, and put him in cuffs, and then gone right. And searched his home. But exactly. They didn't do that. They went into his house, and they shot it up because they wanted to send a message to the family. Right? Get out of our city. That was the message. Turns out this kid was dating the police chief's niece. Right?
Amazing.
I mean, there's all kinds of... And the guy's father shot and killed a police officer and was serving time in Illinois federal prison for that. All right? They were trying to send this kid a message. But see, this is the problem. When our police forces go out of control, whether it's the ATF or St. Louis City or whoever it is, everyone loses. Justice is not being done. Mr. Malinowski should be alive today. He should be in handcuffs. He should be in jail. He should be being represented by a competent attorney and allowed to go through due process. I don't object to the ATF trying to get illegal guns out of the hands of criminals. What I object to is killing people when it's not necessary.
Well, Brian would probably make bond and be out on the street waiting trial, wouldn't he?
He absolutely would have been.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He absolutely would have been. And you know what? These no-knock warrants with these SWAT teams, they're not justified 90% of the time. I'm all about officer safety. I've trained police officers my whole life. I don't ever want to see a police officer hurt. But you're not just endangering the suspect who you're supposed to detain for due process, not murder. You're not only endangering a suspect like Malinowski, you're endangering these officers. And I hope the family of this ATF agent sues the ATF.
Oh, they will. No doubt about that.
This is stupidity beyond.
Most likely, the family's being approached by lawyers who know how to do this successfully. Sam, we got a bunch of callers on hold here. It looks like about five stacked up here. You ready to get some calls?
Let's run through them.
Let's do that. Mark in Florida. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, thanks for letting me in. Sam, along the lines of what you're discussing, your oath of silence or secrecy, I believe the secrecy enables or encourages criminal activity. But what's your thoughts on being required to keep your mouth shut?
Well, I think that the First Amendment is something that should be handled with great care. So if a judge, like in the case that I was an expert witness on, if a judge says to you, you cannot speak about anything involving this case, I think the judge has the right to do that while the case is ongoing. I think the judge absolutely has the right to do that. He has the right to protect the integrity of his trial, the integrity of the evidence, the integrity of the witnesses involved. He has that right.
And the jury. And the jury.
And also protect the jury from being slanted or hearing things in the news. But once the trial's over, once the case is over, the First Amendment rules in my book.
Thank you.
Okay, Mark, thanks for the call. Our next caller looks like David in Virginia. Good morning, David.
Hi, good morning. Sam, I just wanted to ask if you know of a maker of custom Kydex holsters that you would recommend?
I do. I've got there's a company called KT Mech. Okay. And let me see if I can find her website here real quickly. They do an amazing job on holsters, and they do it fairly quickly. If you need it done, you can pay them a hurry-up fee, and they do a fantastic job. So the website is kt-mech.com. These are fantastic people. If you send them an order, tell them Sam at the Freedom Center sent you, and they'll treat you really well. They do a wonderful job on holsters for people for our classes.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Okay, David.
And good luck with your surgery, and God bless.
Thank you.
We have a break. We have more calls on hold. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tahi Bo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm often gone to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Robert, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Farmers Money with Sam Andrews. Sam, our next caller looks like John in Florida. Good morning, John.
Yes. Actually, the question was going to be about holsters, so that was already covered by the last caller. And your recommendation on the Kagsworks Raised Slide, release for the Glock is about the best thing you can ever put on that gun.
Isn't that an amazing tool?
Oh, yes. And do you recommend...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say about putting, say, night sights on a Glock 43. I'm going to do that. I've got the flashlight, the TLR-8, on my Glock Model 45, like the one by Screenlight.
Yes.
Go ahead. You want to say something?
I prefer RMR red dot sights on pistols. I'm not a fan of night sights. They glow too bright in the dark, and they're a distraction for me when I have my red dot sight on there. I'd rather have a Holosun with shake awake, like a 508 or a 509 on a pistol. Now for a concealed carry gun, a small, slim 43, yeah, I mean, I'd probably run, if I'm going to run night sights, I'd run Trijicons. Do you have a threaded barrel on it or a non-threaded barrel?
Non-threaded. It's one I bought back in 2019.
Yeah, I just run standard Trijicon Tritiums on it if you feel a need for night sights.
I took the Holosun 508 off of my Glock Model 45. I did not like it on there, but I prefer the flashlight, the Streamlight on there, much better.
So what kind of sights do you have on your 45?
Just the ones that came with it.
The iron sights?
Yeah, the one.
Just about everybody shoots 4 to 5 times as accurate with a red dot Holosun as they do with iron sights. So, what didn't you like about the 508?
I prefer the flashlight on it better because, I'm 60 and my eyes are better than they should be. And I should get another eye check, but I mean, they're like 20, used to be 20/20. Used to be 20, better than 20/20. But I put the Holosun 508 on my Ruger 10/22 takedown light, the backpacker stock. That's perfect on there.
Gotcha.
I had to buy the adapter for it, and that's perfect on that. So, anyway, other than that, I'm going to look into that website. I'll go back in the archives. I haven't called in a while because I was listening to the archives. Anyway, have a good day, Sam.
Okay,
thank you.
Before we get to the next caller, I got a quick follow-up on John Gotti here. This is in an article that was I'm reading here. He was said to be an incurable flirt who holds doors open for women, including the federal prosecutor who tried to convict him of running a racket that dealt in loan sharking, hijacking, and murder. What a guy.
We got Rich in Missouri.
Good morning, Rich.
Guys, my call is in regards to a prepper.
Hold on, Rich. Break, Rich. Just be after the break.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.